A confidential report by the UN's Nuclear Watchdog Agency says Iran operated a secret nuclear enrichment program for several years, but said there's no evidence it sought to build a nuclear bomb. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency criticizes Iran's past pattern of concealment and says it will take some time before it's able to determine whether Tehran's nuclear intentions are peaceful. The report, a copy of which was obtained by the Washington Post, was prepared for an IAEA meeting later this month when the agency will determine whether Iran has violated its nuclear treaty obligations. Joby Warwick co-wrote the Post article. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What else is in the report?
Well, it really shows that Iran has been aggressively engaged in all kinds of activities that are really very troubling from the standpoint of nuclear proliferation. And one of the chief of these is making enriched uranium and plutonium, at least on a small scale. And these are things that Iran has declared up and down for years that it has never done. And I think even more worrisome is just the way that Iran appears to have just systematically misled the international community about its program in every way up until as recently as a month ago.
How damning is all this?
Well, it's damning in that it just really adds to the reasons to be suspicious about Iran's true intentions. Iran claims now to have turned a corner, and they're turning over documents they've never released before, and they've opened up their nuclear system to inspections, and so it really remains to be seen whether they've really changed colors here, but there's every reason still to be suspicious about Iran's true intentions.
Do key questions about Iran's nuclear program remain unresolved?
Yes, they've admitted to some things, but they're also still maintaining that they have no nuclear weapons programs. They never intended to weaponize their nuclear program. But the IAEA, the UN watchdog group, is just not convinced yet because they still haven't answered questions about why there are particles of highly enriched uranium, which is a material that's typically used in weapons, why that's turned up in a number of facilities. Iran has tried to explain some of this away, and the answers aren't very satisfactory yet.
But hasn't Iran agreed to suspend its enrichment program and give the IAEA unfettered access to its nuclear facilities?
Yes, it has, and this is pivotal. This is part of an agreement that was resulted from a diplomatic initiative a couple of weeks ago by Britain, France, and Germany. And Iran is saying that, yes, after all this pressure, we're going to do some things that you've asked us to do. But there are all kinds of strings attached, and the Iranians have not yet said if they're going to suspend uranium enrichment indefinitely or if it's going to be a matter of a few weeks or months. Nobody really knows the answer to that yet.
It seemed that Iran was doing the right thing there for a while, but this information just keeps seeping out drip by drip.
Yeah, and it looks really bad for Iran. It's still unclear, you know, where this program was headed. You know, a lot of people look at what they did and said, and sort of the context of the time, and say, look, Iran was coming out of the Iran-Iraq War. The hardliners are very much in control during this period in the late 80s, early 90s, when a lot of this stuff was going on. Iran was trying was exploring the nuclear option. It may well be that they've moderated their stance since then. There's a less conservative group that's at the helm of the country. But really, it's too early to tell, based on the information that exists now, whether they're really sincere about wanting to renounce any effort to go toward a nuclear weapon.
Well, speaking of Iraq, does this report give ammunition to the Bush administration, which remains skeptical of Iraq's nuclear intentions?
It doesn't. If anything, I think that this report shows sort of the delicacy of wading into a situation like this, because there is a danger in pressing too hard or sort of bluffing too great of an extent, and then, you know, forcing the situation to go the way that you don't want it to go, forcing the conservatives to get the upper hand, or forcing a confrontation that will ultimately not result in the outcome that you want.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Washington Post reporter Joby Warwick.